Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 28 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Tuesday, 5 March 2019.
And it's our last podcast in a few weeks. Well, I mean, there will be a few weeks without podcast, is what I mean.
4 weeks. We'll be back in 4 weeks.
We'll be back in 4 weeks.
Because we will be recording for three weeks.
So, you know, just so you know already right from the start.
Just to set the tone.
Yes.
For a delightful episode.
Mm-hmm. So.
I'm sorry. I need a drink of water.
Okay, so how was your week?
My week was okay. I'm very tired because I haven't worked this hard in quite some time because I've been slumming it, you know, for the best part of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to stop because I had a book with a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have made steady progress. But yeah, having to do first draft and third draft at the same time can get a little bit, well, not confusing, but it's a bit much.
Mm-hmm.
All that drama.
Yes.
Goodness me.
But you did say that today you did write the words.
The end.
Under the first draft.
Yes, but I haven't done the sex scenes yet.
But, I mean, that is, you know, you have to fill those in, but, you know, it is...
I think I have about 5,000 words of sex scenes to write, which I will do, you know, with the rest of this week. But I did reach the end. But you haven't read it yet, so
no.
I may need to go back.
Ah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a rousing enough end, a satisfying enough end.
We'll see.
Do that again.
I can't do it again.
So, but that's true. I did type the end and that was fun.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
So, yeah, I mean, the story's there. But, just some things need to be filled in.
Mm-hmm.
More than usual. Yeah. Usually after first draft, it's, you know, and you do second. My role in third draft is just, you know, reading it again and changing some language. But this time it's a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, yeah. There's going to have to be a bit of a fourth draft, I think. But it's due at the editor on Saturday. So I'm not sure yet how we're going to do that, but
we'll find a way. Yes.
Because on Sunday, early Sunday, we are leaving.
Yes, we're taking the train to London.
The Eurostar.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's going to happen then?
Then we are meeting up with two other lesbian authors.
Is it Radcliffe?
There's one American, but it's not Radcliffe, and one Brit, and hopefully they'll come and meet us at the station, because...
You should text them and not say this on the podcast.
I will get in touch with them more directly than over the podcast, don't worry. And then we are driving off for a little road trip. It's the Lesfic tour.
Yes, with our manager.
Yes, I'm the girl band manager.
Does that mean we can sing?
You can. I don't know if you're...
And perform?
If your bandmates will agree to it, because I mean...
I know Claire likes to sing.
Well, then we
and
can...
And she plays the guitar.
Maybe I should tell her to bring a guitar.
Yeah, and then we can do a sing-along.
So, yeah, so we're going on a little drive. I don't know if we can give too much details about
it.
Because not it's
yet.
But we are...
Our destination has to remain a secret.
Yes. But it should be fun, you know, four lesbians in a minivan.
We'll be working on a project together. But yeah, four lesbians in a minivan.
Should be interesting.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, well, you could sing. That's the first thing that could go wrong.
You'll have to play songs that I won't automatically sing along to in the car.
Maybe we'll just listen to classical music or jazz or something, then you can't sing.
No, I think when we travel with them, we need some, you know, because we're all about the same age. So we can listen to some songs from our youth.
Okay. So, and then we'll be in London for a few days for the London Book Fair.
Yes.
So that'll be fun too.
I hope so. Well, it'll be the London Beer Fair again.
Yeah.
Probably, because, you know, they do like free drinks. Some people really like to give away free drinks, and we are never one to refuse a free drink or five
or six.
But no more desperados. So after my desperados mishap at the Ally party last year, I have not touched one more drop of desperados. I've gone off desperados for good.
Okay.
Because let's face it, they're pretty vile.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many better beers.
Yes, definitely.
Plus they're very...
full of sugar.
Yeah, that's not what I mean, but... yes, but what I mean is they have tequila, and you think you're drinking a beer, but you're not just drinking a beer.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite strong.
Well, I they're not that strong in alcohol percentage. They put the tequila flavor in. I don't know if there's actually that much tequila actually in it.
Yes.
Anyway, but
there goes my theory. But no, they taste like lemonade.
Yeah, so you drink a lot.
Drink them so quickly.
Anyway, so
quicker than a regular beer.
No more drunken fawning over Orler. Onerous
no,
at this Ally party.
Not gonna happen.
Okay, good.
I won't be doing any drunk fawning at all because I won't be drunk.
Okay, well, we'll see about that.
No, I will keep it
sober.
Not sober, but decent.
Decent.
Okay. I'm trying to remember because last year we had a conversation with James Blatch.
Yes.
I said something to him, but I don't remember.
We said many things to him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway. So there'll be that, and then on Friday morning, we will fly off to Hong Kong from London.
Yes.
So
long distance, haven't done a long distance flight in a while.
Yeah.
Such fun.
And then we'll be there for a week of holiday, so that'll be fun.
Just seeing our friends and eating and drinking and no work.
Yes.
No work will be done, plus we'll be sleeping in late and going to bed late because I intend to stay on a European time schedule.
Yes. So we'll be out drinking every night.
Yeah, but it's not going to be good for our liver because we were in the supermarket the other day and you said, oh, shall we get a half bottle of wine to go with dinner tonight? And I said, no, think of your liver, it's going to suffer for 2 weeks. Then you said, yeah.
My liver's fine.
You said, my liver's fine. But but I said, let's not do it anyway, darling.
So we didn't, because I obey when I get commanded like that.
Well, no, but I said it for your own good.
Yeah. Anyway, I see you have something written down to talk about, but it's something Ponzi. That's what it says. I have no idea what it is.
Sure, I want to talk about it. I'll talk about it next time.
Oh, but the people are going to want to hear what it was.
Okay, but...
wrote it there.
I know, but I wrote it this morning when I was writing in my diary. I had all these thoughts for the podcast, but actually I shouldn't make notes for the podcast when I'm writing my diary because my diary is very personal.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, this is something important to me. The four things, it's like four small, well, not some small, some big things that I do every day that, you know, help keep me... consistent, because, you know, my enemy has always been consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So my four things are, first thing, I write. It doesn't matter if it's only like one session. It doesn't matter if it's only 500 words or 1,000 words, as long as I write. And I have been able to do that for 2 weeks now, which hasn't happened in a very, very, very long time. And then after that, I do my workout.
Mm-hmm.
And then... after that, I do some sort of course because, you know, I have many courses. Or I read some, like, for instance, I just finished reading David Goffin's book on BookBub ads, which could have been, you know, half as short or as long. My brain is not
half
working.
The length than it is.
Yes, because he has so many stupid jokes, honestly. I cannot bear his jokes. But anyway, that's a personal preference. I don't know if it's an Irish thing. But I mean, I've met Irish people and they're usually very lovely, but he thinks he's in a pub or something and he needs to be like the funniest person in the pub.
Anyway,
but the book, yeah, I mean, I can't say I recommend it yet because I have yet to, you know, do all the exercises and set up some BookBub ads. But I mean, it was interesting. So anyway, I digress. And then after that, I do, which I've been doing for 14 days in a row because my app keeps track. I've started a meditation course, and it's a course done by Sam Harris, who is like, you know, a very big voice in the meditation world. Like all the people, some people, no, I'm not very good at explaining things today, but many people I admire or that, you know, that I follow, they talk very highly of Sam Harris, and the course, it's really great. It's not cheap. I mean, it's 15 US or euro per month, but you can try 5 lessons for free, so then you know if you like it or not. And but yeah, it's the only meditation course I've stuck with on a consistent basis every day, because you know my other things of the four things are not daily, but this is daily. Mm-hmm. But it's only 10 minutes a day, yeah. And as Sam Harris says every day in the course, the difference between 10 minutes or not doing any meditation at all is the benefits cannot be exaggerated, and it's true.
Okay.
I think it is a very, like when I was going through my malaise, I said, okay, how can I fix this? And I said, okay, I think if I invest in really learning how to meditate, that will be a good investment, not just short term, but definitely also long term. So I can definitely recommend a Waking Up app by Sam Harris.
Okay, that's good.
These are my four things.
Okay, well, it wasn't that Ponzi.
Well, it's a little bit Ponzi, but you know, where I'm from, people think everything is Ponzi. So they okay. think my job is Ponzi. So those are my four things.
Okay.
And they keep me, you know.
Sane.
Well, yeah, sane.
Bearable.
Also, because there are little things like 10 minutes. What is 10 minutes of your day? Like 10 minutes of meditation, it's like you think, oh, 10 minutes, it's nothing, but it makes a big difference. It's like writing in my journal. I do it every morning. It's my first thing when I get into my office. 10 minutes, you think, 10 minutes, what difference does 10 minutes make? But 10 minutes makes a very big difference if you do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, am I hogging the conversation?
No, go ahead. I mean, you have a lot to say today. That's good.
Well, no, but I've been keeping my journal for quite some time now. And so that recently I took up the idea, oh, why don't I go see what I was up to this time last year? So I've been rereading every day what I wrote down the previous year. And I mean, it's very interesting, but it also just goes to show that nothing ever really changes. Like I obsess over the same things, like how many carbs I ate that day, things like that. Or like, oh, the writing wasn't flowing today. And so, I mean, it just really all kinds of stays there. But I do think there are small changes, but I mean, there are changes in how I feel. But yeah, it's very interesting. That's another good purpose of a diary. You can look back on what you did the previous year, and soon I'll be able to look back, you know, on what I did 2 years ago.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
When did you start this diary?
I think maybe a year and a half ago or something.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So, I bet you'd like to read it.
Oh, I would love to read it, but I won't.
It's private.
Yes.
I can only write the way I do in my diary with the knowledge that no one is ever going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to set up some self-destruct feature when I die.
Yeah.
But it's on Google Docs, so, you know, Google knows everything about me. And because we watched this documentary on Facebook, you know, how they breach your privacy rights and all of that. And I mean, I completely agreed with all of that. I mean, I'm not even no longer on Facebook, but yet I write my journal in Google Docs.
Yeah, so Google basically knows everything about
Google
you.
Google knows the absolute most about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is...
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, I should maybe change it. It's just they make it so easy. It's so easy because I can access it from anywhere. But actually, no, I've got this app specifically made for journaling a while back. I should look into that again. But anyway, I digress.
Again.
It's called Day One. Yeah, maybe I don't want Google to know everything about me.
But then Day One will know everything about you.
Yeah, but that's different. That's not online.
No.
And that's encrypted.
Okay.
So there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. So
you do some talking.
Okay.
Now.
So apart from the Facebook documentary, which was very interesting, it was on Belgian TV, so I think.
But it hasn't made you delete your Facebook profile yet.
No, but I have to say I haven't been on Facebook very much the last days.
You're more
days.
Of an Instagram.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's, but that's also Facebook. So that basically it doesn't really make a difference because I'm on Instagram a lot, and it is Facebook. And I use WhatsApp a lot, which is also Facebook. So, but we watch, there's this show on Netflix called Kitten Rescue.
And it's presented by Joe Brand. But what happened? Because it's, the show is exactly what the title says. Cats get stuck or in trouble and then people come to rescue it. And there was a tiny kitten who got stuck in a chimney. And then our cat got a little bit too close to the chimney to your liking. And then you woke up in the middle of the night and you thought the cat was stuck in the chimney. It just goes to show the power of television.
Yeah, yeah. It's true because that was not this past night, but the night before. I mean, there's a chimney in our dining room, but it's supposed to still work, but it hasn't been used in years and years, but I never really looked in it. And the cat went inside, you know, just sitting.
Not up the chimney.
Not up the chimney, just inside. And,
in the space,
you know, that, you know, she looks cute when she's in there, but then she was inside and she looked towards the wall and she was looking up towards the opening, and I'd never looked there, and there is indeed an opening that she could slip through and then start climbing up in the chimney, but then it would be, you know, very difficult to get her down, which was the case in this program where a cat, they just moved into the house and the cat just ran into the chimney and then climbed up, and they had, and it was stuck up there for several days.
But it was scared and it didn't know where it was. I mean, our cat, I'm not saying she's the brightest cat, but I don't think she's going to go up there. Well, but you stuck some newspaper in there.
Yeah, I kind of filled up the hole so that she wouldn't be tempted to try and climb up there, because I don't want to, you know, wake up during the night and each time try and listen to see if I can hear any desperate meowing coming from the wall because she's stuck in the chimney.
But she'd still be there in the morning, you know. You don't have to lie awake because
it would be difficult to get her out, is what I was afraid about. You would have to get the fire department to come and get her out. And anyway.
The RSPCA.
Yeah. So, but the show is, I mean, there's a lot of cute cats, and you know they're all going to get a happy ending.
But they do these surgeries on these cats, and luckily Joe Brand always says, if you're squeamish, look away, and I'm the most squeamish person I know.
Yeah.
So I cannot look at when they do the surgeries.
But they all make it through, otherwise they wouldn't
film it. It is a happy show in the end. Yes. There's always a happy ending. It's like with romance.
Yes, and like rom-coms, which, you know, we've watched a couple of recently.
Yes. We watched the new one on Netflix with Rebel Wilson and then the off-brand Hemsworth.
Well, he's not off-brand, he's just younger.
That was really not very good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't laugh once.
Also, is there only one guy actor who wants to be Rebel Wilson's love interest in Hollywood? Because it's always the same. What's his name?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. In Pitch Perfect, he's her boyfriend, and in this movie, he's the love interest as well.
Yeah. No, there were a lot of things wrong. I mean, the message behind it, you know, love yourself, blah, blah, blah. But it was really not a good movie.
I mean, the concept was okay, but it could have been done much better.
Because always when I'm watching something like that, as I watch it, I find it really bad. I think, oh God, how much money did it cost to make this? I mean, would the money not have been spent better in another way?
Like making a TV show of French kissing or something like that.
For instance, Netflix.
But then we watched another rom-com.
Yes, that one I did
set
truly
it up,
enjoy.
I think it's called.
Set It Up.
Or was it
that?
No, I think it's
the
Set
one
It Up
with Lucy Liu and what's
Diggs.
His name?
I mean, they're not the main characters, but it was quite good.
I watched it on our new television in our guest room on a night when I couldn't sleep.
Uh-huh.
And it was really good because I do like a rom-com when I can't sleep. I don't want anything too dark because then, you know, I have bad dreams. I'm very sensitive. Like the other day when I couldn't sleep, I watched It's Complicated with Meryl Streep. I do enjoy that one.
And this one was so good that you didn't fall asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep at all. I was like chuckling. And that one, the writing and the dialogue was just really good.
Yes, but that does go to show that the TV in the guest room isn't working because you couldn't go to sleep.
Well, yes, okay, that's true. But I mean, I was going to be awake. Usually when I wake up, I'm awake for about 2 hours. So it's just the time to watch to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And not long after, I did fall asleep.
Okay.
And it did work in the sense that you know, I wasn't getting worked up about not being able to sleep. I was chuckling away at a rom-com.
Okay, I guess that's good then.
Yeah, but I can't really sleep well in the guest room. I think it has bad feng shui. We need to get a feng shui master in.
Yes. Oh, well, we have a friend from Hong Kong who's in Brussels this week. Maybe he knows about good feng shui.
Maybe.
We'll ask him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have been enjoying a podcast of late because it is a podcast by my favorite journalist, Rachel Maddow.
Your crush.
And it's called Bagman. I mean, it's been out a while. It's, you know, it's about politics. It's about Spiro Agnew, who was Richard Nixon's vice president and who was being investigated for corruption and extortion, I think, while he was vice president and while Richard Nixon was investigated in the Watergate affair. But I mean, I didn't know anything about this, and I think a lot of people don't either. And it's you know, it's narrated in episodes, and it has some original audio footage from the time, and it because a lot of the people who were implicated in that or who were involved in that in the, you know, investigative side, they're still alive, so you know they can still talk about it because it wasn't that long ago. And it's just very interesting, and the way it's narrated, it's like, you know, it's a true crime story, and it's, you want to hear more and you want to know what happened. And so I find it very entertaining. And of course it has, you know, Rachel Maddow's voice, which I enjoy a lot. So
I can't even see her face.
I know, but her voice is good enough for me in this instance. So if you like things about politics, I would recommend Bagman. I think there's 7 episodes. So, yeah, listen to that.
Okay.
And
I won't, but...
No, you won't.
But you might.
I
think we should wrap it up, but I do want to say that my book, In the Distance, There is Light, is currently on sale.
Yes.
If you go to my website, you'll see it. It's on my web shop. You can get it for $1.99 instead of $6.99.
Yes, so it's only on the web shop, not on Amazon or Apple or anywhere like that.
Yes.
So if you want to get a good deal on this great, great book, which I think is your best.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wrote it in 2016. I haven't written anything better since then. I know I haven't, but I should.
Don't put it like that.
No, you're right.
So and it's very enjoyable and a bit controversial and quite hot. So, you know, go get it.
Yes.
And so it's goodbye for now, and we will be back in
4 weeks.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, if nothing happens to us on our travels.
And we can talk about all our adventures and our...
The 4 lesbians in a van.
Yes, I'm sure there will be lots to talk about, about that trip.
Yes, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you!